From Feature Story News in London, I'm Elena Kasas. Three Ukrainian opposition leaders have signed a deal with President Viktor Yanukovych aimed at finding a way out of the political crisis. Parliament has voted to restore the 2004 constitution, taking power away from the president, and approved an amnesty for all protesters involved in violence. The deal sets a 10-day deadline for the formation of a coalition caretaker government and promises elections no later than December. It also promises an investigation into the recent violence. But for some of the opposition, it may not be enough. Protesters have reportedly marched on Parliament to show their disapproval. Telegraph correspondent Roland Oliphant in Kiev says many of those camped out in Independence Square say they will reject any deal that falls short of Yanukovych's immediate resignation.
As far as we know, there have been talks about preterm elections, early presidential elections, that is, which have been a key demand of the protesters ever since December. No one on the square believes anything the president says. They're waiting and seeing. I would add that also people are determined, but they're not going anywhere until Yanukovych goes now.
There are also fears the Yanukovych government could renege on its part of the agreement and worries the December election date is just too far away. Three EU foreign ministers brokered the deal overnight, and the union imposed sanctions on Ukraine on Wednesday to try to increase the pressure. The US earlier issued visa bans targeting 20 named individuals. But as analyst Matthew Rajonsky of the Kenan Institute explained to the PBS NewsHour, foreign powers may have little leverage to hold Ukraine to the agreement.
My concern here is we're stuck between a rock and a hard place. On the one hand, we are trying to impose sanctions on people who more or less feel that their lives are at stake, their political survival. Ukraine's not a country where you leave political office, you give up wealth and power, and you're fine. Look at Yulia Tymoshenko, right? So if these people's backs are against the wall, telling them you can't vacation in Florida, the south of France, we're going to freeze your assets, it just may not be enough. It may be a few grains of sand on one end of a scale. It doesn't change the balance for them. On the other hand, if we escalate sanctions, if we go after Ukrainian businesses, which are owned by the so-called oligarchs, the kingmakers in Ukraine, the results of that could be very unpredictable. Bringing these powerful forces into the fight more directly, we don't know how that will end. It could mean widening violence in the country.
U.S. President Barack Obama is to host the Dalai Lama at the White House on Friday, despite urging from China to cancel the meeting. China says the U.S. is interfering with its internal affairs. The White House says the Dalai Lama has been invited in his capacity as an internationally respected religious leader. The two last met in 2011 in talks that angered Beijing. The US says it does not support Tibetan independence, but is concerned about the deteriorating human rights situation in Tibet. From bureaus around the world, this is FSN. The Venezuelan government has sent a battalion of paratroopers to the eastern city of San Cristobal in an increasingly heavy-handed crackdown on opposition demonstrators. At least six people have been killed in 2 weeks of protests across Venezuela. The opposition says the army and loyalist militias have opened fire on protesters, while the government blames demonstrators for the violence. Top Iranian officials meeting with Western negotiators in Vienna say they've agreed to a framework to move forward on negotiations for a comprehensive deal on Iran's nuclear program. These talks mark the start of a complicated process expected to take around 6 months. The US says, thanks in part to the constructive and useful discussions, there now appears to be a path forward. Our Washington correspondent Priscilla Huff has more.
The Iranians credited the positive atmosphere in Vienna for allowing the crafting of a framework and plan of action for comprehensive nuclear talks. The U.S. confirmed there is a path forward, but officials involved are not talking details, saying the deal will not be negotiated in public. The U.S. is convinced this will be a complicated, difficult, and lengthy process, but they want to get a deal completed with Iran within 6 months. For the Obama administration, they feel the time for political grandstanding is over. It's about taking a workmanlike approach to the basic goal of ensuring Iran does not have military dimensions to its program and is not and will not obtain a nuclear weapon. The next round of talks is planned for March 17th in Vienna. Priscilla Huff, Washington.
And in London, former News of the World editor Rebecca Brooks has told her phone hacking trial she did not have a six-year affair with colleague Andy Coulson. Brooks and Coulson, who succeeded her at the paper, both face a string of charges related to hacking voicemails. Earlier, Brooks denied all knowledge of private investigator Glenn Mulcair's contract with the paper. That's the latest from Feature Story News. Elena Kasas reporting.